was going to talk a little bit about Mr. Gold. So, you know, you'll remember that Mr. Gold had an IDH2 mutation. He probably would not have received maintenance treatment with CC486 because we're assuming he got the combination of a hypomethylating agent with venetoclax. You know, those patients with IDH2 mutations are less likely to relapse when they get HMA and venetoclax. But if he did relapse, one option for Mr. Gold would be to give him the oral IDH2 inhibitor enasidenib, which is approved for relapsed and refractory IDH2 mutant acute myeloid leukemia. As we previously discussed, the big toxicities are differentiation syndrome and an indirect hyperbilirubinemia, which isn't really a toxicity, it's just a laboratory abnormality, which doesn't really mean anything.